It's so funny. I heard this one quote that a pastor, well, one story a pastor said. Basically, he said, a person came up to him after a sermon, and he said, wow, pastor, that's the best sermon you have preached yet. And pastor's like, no, this is the best sermon you listened to yet. The best you listened to this sermon yet. So I just suggest, guys, whoever's preaching up here, whether it be pastor, whether it be David, whether it be whoever is just sharing a word, there's always a word for someone to receive. Amen? There's always something you have to receive. No matter who's preaching, no matter if you like their preaching, no matter if you think they're boring, no matter if you think they're funny, there's always something to receive. Amen? If you have your Bibles, Exodus 34, 1. Then the Lord told Moses, chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones. I will write on them the same words that were on the tablets you smashed. Verse 2. Be ready in the morning to climb up Mount Sinai and present yourself to me on the top of the mountain. Verse 2, be ready. Are you ready? Turn to your neighbor and say, be ready. Some of you are looking like, be ready for what? Is something going to happen? Be ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive what God wants to do in your life? Are you ready to go when God says go? Before Moses went up to the Lord to get the tablets, he had to get ready. The Lord said, be ready. He was going to receive the Ten Commandments again because the first time he smashed them. Because when he came back down to the mountain, guess what? The people, they were not ready. Instead, they were worshiping a calf. God gave Moses something to give to the people. But the people didn't receive it because they were not ready. Moses smashed them because he was so mad that the people didn't wait for what God had to give them. So Moses is like, God's like, come, make two stone tablets again, and I will write those words again. I will write the law on those tablets again. But before that, be ready. Are you ready? Benjamin Franklin. Somebody know that guy? The guy that flew a kite, right? With a key on it and got electrocuted, apparently. Benjamin Franklin said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. There's a lot of things in our life that take preparation. Imagine if worship team didn't practice at all and like, oh, it's time for service. Let's go, let's play. What would they play? Would they be prepared? No. It takes preparation to see success. It takes preparation to receive what God wants for your life. It takes preparation to walk in your calling. Moses had a preparation in the desert, and he only stepped into his ministry at 80 years old. But he was ready. Are you ready? Or what are you doing to get ready? Are you ready to receive what he has for you? You know how much position has to do with being ready? Your position before God. Let's say, Artyom, you come over here. Stand like that. Okay, this is his position. This, he kind of looks ready. I don't know about that, but like, let's say he turns around, okay? And let's say I want to give him something. I have to throw him something. Artyom, are you ready? No, no, you have to turn around. You have to look. And if I throw it, I don't want to hurt this guy. But look, if I throw it, he's not ready to receive what I want to give him. Because of his position. Artyom, turn around. Now if I throw it, he's ready to receive. He's ready. But the difference is his position. So the position you have... Thank you, Artyom. Everybody give him a hand. Come on. So the position you have before God has to do a lot if you're ready to receive from God. Amen? If you don't understand who you are before God, if you don't understand He is a good Father that wants to give you things, are you going to receive them? If you don't understand that God wants you to do something for Him, but you're not in the position to do it, are you going to do it? Probably not, because you're not in the position to receive. Position. I don't know about you guys, but coming to church, what position are you in? I think we can get so caught up saying, okay, well, we're going to do 5 songs, we're going to have a sermon, and then it's over, and then I can go home and do whatever I want. That's your position. Or do you come and sit on the chair saying, wow, I'm ready to receive something today for my life. I'm ready, Pastor. Or you're like, oh, Pastor's preaching. It'll be good, but... What is your position? Are you going through a routine? Or are you waiting? Are you like, God, I'm ready to receive something. Are you prepared? Are you taking notes? See, some of you might not even remember what Pastor preached last Sunday, what David preached last Sunday. Some of you might not remember. Why? Because you didn't take notes. So maybe being ready for you is taking notes at service. Not just saying, wow, that felt good, you know, I feel revived. And then Monday, and you know, it's so funny, when I was a kid, my parents would always ask on the way back from church, they're like, what did they preach about? I'm like, I forgot completely. And it was just an hour ago. Are you ready to receive? Do you sit as if you're going to receive something? I think we all pray when we come to church, God, I want to receive something from you. But then we don't expect to receive. Because your expectation creates your position, and your position will show you if you're ready or not. What are you expecting from God? What do you expect from this youth service? Be ready. Are you ready when trials come? Are you ready when someone says something bad to you? Are you ready to turn the other cheek and say, I love you? Or are you ready to say something else? Are you ready when something bad happens in your life to go back to church? When something bad happens to your life to encourage others? Or do you just fall into anxiety? Do you fall into worry? Are you ready if everything was taken away from you to still be with God? Are you serious about what God wants to do in your life? You could even argue that if you're hungry for something, right, you're going to prepare for it. See, hunger, you know, some people like, oh, I lift my hands. Oh, I guess that guy's hungry for God. Well, do you actually know? Maybe preparation correlates or relates to hunger. Because if you want something, you will prepare for it. Right? If you want to play a song really well, you're going to prepare to play it really well. What about our calling? What about our ministries that God has given to us? How hungry are we to make it the best we can for God? It's one thing to sing on stage. But how do you sing when you're off the stage? It's one thing to say, "Hi, how are you?" and show interest in church to your people, the people you know. But what about the people you don't know outside in the world? They need Jesus too. They need love too. Are you ready? Be ready in the morning. Do you get ready in the morning? Do you wake up and how do you get ready? I mean, some people take a shower, right? You get ready physically, but do you get ready? Say, "God, if you show me someone to talk to today, let me be aware of that. God, if you want me to pray for someone who is sick and for them to get healed, let me be ready. Let me have that mentality of saying, oh, that's a sick person. God, you gave me the authority, so I'm going to go pray for them because I am ready. I see that. I prepared. I know who you are." Do you prepare a path for Jesus to come? John the Baptist. People ask, are you the Son of God? Who are you? Are you like some like big, great prophet? And he said, I came to prepare a path for the one who is to come. You know, we can relate to John the Baptist. Do you prepare a path for someone, for Jesus to come into their life? Do you give an opportunity for Jesus to come to someone's life? Let's see. Maybe you guys are a little confused. Example. If I don't go talk to this person, they don't have a path. Jesus wants to say something to him, but if you're not going to say it, how is he going to hear what he needs to hear? Do you prepare an opportunity? God gives you an opportunity. If you don't take it, maybe he'll use someone else to make a path for him. Do you make a path for Jesus to come into somebody's life? He can use you. He used John the Baptist for the people. John the Baptist prepared a path for Jesus to the people. You can prepare a path for people to find Jesus. Be ready. So, can God give you a roof if you don't have a foundation laid? God can't give you a roof because you're not ready for it. Because your foundation wasn't ready. Some of us still need to lay a foundation. I don't know what that is for you. Are you ready for older people who are looking for a wife or a husband? Are you ready to take that kind of responsibility? Because the right thing at the wrong time will still not be the right thing. The right thing at the wrong time will actually be quite chaotic. He gives us resources, but are you using them? He gave you everything to be ready. Everything. He gave us the Word of God. He gave us authority. He gave us salvation. He has given you everything to be ready. But sometimes we find ourselves not ready for some reason. He gave Adam and Eve everything. And the devil tried to trick them, saying, oh, you're still missing something. No, they weren't missing anything. They had everything. He's like, if you eat this fruit, you will become like God. They didn't need to be like God. They already were like God. It says he created them in his own image. But the devil is going to deceive you. He's going to say, no, you're not ready. You don't have everything you need yet. And you can deceive yourself by saying, oh, I guess I'm not ready. See, most of our readiness, it doesn't have to do with preparing something physically. Most of our readiness comes from here, mentally. Amen? Everybody's so serious. Come on, be ready. Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the Lord asking, whom should I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us? I said, here I am, send me. Isaiah says, here I am, send me. God asks, who am I going to go with? Who am I going to use to say what I need to say to this people? Who am I going to use to heal this person? Who am I going to use to save this person? Are you the person who would say, here I am, send me? You see a need in the church. You see that something needs to be done. And God's like, who am I going to use in this ministry? Who am I going to use for this stranger? Are you the one who says, I'm ready, God. Here I am. Send me. Or are you like, ah, it's okay. Someone else is going to do it. I don't have to worry about it. And don't get me wrong. God is not necessarily looking for you to have it all together. He's not looking for you. It's like, well, I'm not very good at this. That's okay. God is not looking for your ability. He's looking for your availability. God just wants your yes. He can give you the gifts. He can give you the talent, everything else he can give you. But he needs your yes first. He's not looking for your ability, he's looking for your availability. And availability is being ready. Pastor asks you something. Can you go do this? Yes, Pastor, I'm going to do it now. But you know what we do with our availability? We make excuses for it. You know, I'm really tired today. I don't feel like doing it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You will not always feel like doing it. But you know you have to do it because God told you to. I've had moments where I don't feel like doing it, but I do it and God turns around my mood completely. Like, God, I'm glad I didn't listen to my feelings, but I went by faith and did it. You You might not feel, oh, I had a bad day. I don't feel like encouraging this person. Who cares? Why are you making an excuse when God wants to show His glory through your life? Oh, I don't feel like this person's not going to listen to me. How do you know? Guess what? It's not even your words. Holy Spirit will give you words. Again, He's not looking for your ability. He's looking for your availability. Amen? He's looking for your yes. Be ready. Are you ready to say yes to whatever God wants you to do? Now, some people, it's easy. Oh, can you preach? Yes, I can preach. Easy. Come on. I want to preach to some people, right? Can you clean the bathroom? I'm sick a little bit right now. I don't. Are you ready to do the things nobody else wants to do? Are you ready to receive a word from church, guys? Like going back, is this just a routine for you? You know what I think we get so used to, you can find sermons anywhere you want, right? Online, you can find really good sermons. So what's the point of even coming to church? Right? Or no? Right, church is for community. Church is for fellowship. But do you come here like you're watching a sermon on YouTube, or do you come here to actually be the church? Not to go to church, but be the church. There's a difference from going to church and being the church. But this is oftentimes what we do. We're like, oh, I already heard this sermon. It's okay, God. Like, I got this. I'm just going to sit on my phone. I already heard this. This person, oh, I know what they're going to preach about. And we're like, I'm hungry. I want the word in my life. I'm hungry. I want something new, right? So what do we do? Like, right now, like, sorry, guys, I feel kind of hungry. So, Pastor, can you give me just one of them? Yeah, I think one's okay. I think that'll fill me up. So I have this, right? Good sermon, Pastor. You preached it well. Oh, but I'm still hungry. Pastor, can I have one more? Oh, that's such a good sermon. Man, I loved it. So good. I'm still hungry, though. Pastor, I need something new. Yes, such a good word. Thank you, Pastor. Why am I still hungry? Because I didn't take the first thing that God wanted to speak to me and I didn't put it into my heart. I didn't eat it. But this is what we do at church. You know, some people look for something new. Other people look for what is true. You don't need a new sermon. You don't need a new revelation. You just have to respond. You just have to apply the last sermon you heard in your life. The last revelation God gave to you. You have to apply it. Instead, you're like, I don't know why I feel hungry. I don't know why these things are not working out. But did you listen to the last thing God had to tell you? Did you apply the last sermon you got preached to? Someone hungry? First Peter 3:15. Your heart should be holy and set apart for the Lord God, always being ready to tell everyone who ask you why you believe as you do. Be gentle as you speak and show respect. What does it say to do? Always be ready to tell everyone who asks you why you believe. If someone came up to you, it's like, wow, I notice you go to church and everything. Why do you do that? Why do you believe in Christ? Are you ready to answer? Do you even know why you believe in God? Do you even know why Jesus came down for you? Can you tell a person, hey, I don't know, you know, like, why do you believe? What are you going to tell a person? Well, I believe because my parents believe, and I believe because that's what they tell me to do. That's not going to cut it, guys. Why do you believe? Are you ready to answer why you believe for yourself, not for someone else? Why do you believe yourself? Why do you believe people are going to get healed? Why do you believe that the oppressed will be freed? Why do you believe? Are you ready to answer? Be ready. What keeps us from sharing Jesus with others? What keeps us from seeing a person and you're like, man, I think they need God in their life, but I'm not going to talk to them? I think a lot of it is the fear of man. I think we're afraid of what people are going to say about us if we decide to go out of our comfort zone and tell them about Christ. Or you have someone pop into your mind, hey, I probably should check in on them. I probably should message them, see how they are doing. But what do we do? Ah, I'll do it tomorrow. Laziness. When you're lazy, you're not ready. When you have the fear of man, you are not ready. When you have the lack of priority, you're not ready. Oh, I have something else to do. God, this is not important right now. I have something else. Of course we don't say that to God. But we, in our minds, that's what we do. We're like, God, no, this is more important right now. I'll do this later. Don't worry about it. I'll get it done eventually. And we're not ready to receive and to see what God wants to do in our life because of our position before Him. Daniel was ready. You guys know Daniel in the Bible? Got to hang out with some lions, get some friends, you know? I think he was ready to go to the lion's den. You know how I know he was ready? Because he knew the law that was printed. He knew what the king had decreed. He says anyone who prays to someone else will be thrown in the lion's den. He knew that. But guess what? He was ready to go there because he prayed. He was ready. And when he was ready, he went in there, and guess what? He got out because he was ready. So even if you go through a trial, even if you're pursuing God and something bad happens, you are ready to come out of it. God will bring you through it. You don't have to worry about that. Just be ready. Why was he ready? Guess what? He was consistent in prayer. He prayed every day 3 times. Consistency. Readiness has to do with consistency. One day, it's not enough to be, one day you're not ready, one day I'm ready, one day I'm not ready, one day I'm ready. That's not being ready. Being ready means being ready every single day. Daniel was ready. Guess what? He didn't compromise. Pastor preached such a good word. When Daniel went into captivity in Babylon, right? The king said, here, eat my food. This is for you. But Daniel knew, no, this food is not good for me. It might taste good, but I'm going to eat this. So king, sorry, but I'm eating what I need to eat. But how much of us would be like, someone offers us something. Hey, let's just watch this movie. There's only a couple of bad words. It's not a big deal. Hey, let's go to this place. I know they're drinking, but it's not a lot. Don't worry, you don't have to drink. Hey, let's go hang out with my friend. Yeah, I know that they don't, they're not a good influence, but we're okay. We're not going to do anything. We're not ready because we compromise in the little things in our life. We decide to eat the king's food rather than eating the food that God provides for us. Daniel knew who he was and who God was. He knew. He knew that God could do anything. Even if he died in the lion's den, he knew he was ready. He didn't care. He knew who God was, and he knew who he was. So important for us to be ready, we must know who God is, and we must know who we are. We are sons and daughters. He is our source. When you're ready, you don't worry, right? When you prepare something. You know what people worry? It's like someone says, oh, hey, let's go over to your house. Oh, no, I can't. I didn't get my house ready. And they start to worry. Oh, what is this person going to say? Oh, they're зайдут там вообще какой-то хлам. And you worry because you are not ready. But imagine someone's like, oh, let's go over to your house. You're like, oh yeah, no problem. My house is already clean. It's ready. So maybe you're worrying in your life because you're not preparing the things you need to. Maybe your worry is because you're not ready. Peter. He was ready. He slept in prison. They're like, we're going to kill you tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to take a nap. It's all good. Peter slept in prison expecting to die the next day. Why? Because he was ready. He did not worry because he knew that if he died, he would be with Christ. He was ready. Even when you're in a hard situation, even when you feel like you're in a prison, even when you feel like you're in a storm, you do not have to worry because you are ready, because you know who God is and what He's going to do in your life. You know He's going to deliver you out of it. You know He's going to come through because He is God and you are His son and daughter. Amen? You will not worry because you will be able to sleep in your situation. And sleeping doesn't mean not doing anything. Sleeping simply means you have surpassing peace. If you have the peace, you will be able to sleep. People who are worried are the ones who can't sleep at night. Because they're not ready for tomorrow. They're not ready for what's going to come to them. What are you sowing today to reap tomorrow? What are you getting ready today so you're able to do it tomorrow? If you're going on a fishing trip really early in the morning, you're not going to be preparing in the morning. You're going to be preparing in the evening. Because in the morning, you won't be ready. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Знаєте, хто-то таких хлопців? Shadrach, Meshach. Oh, no. Just put a Russian accent into it. And they were ready. They were ready not to compromise. They say, when the music plays, everybody bow down to the idol. They're like, eh. Nah, we're not bowing down because this is not even a God. I know the true God. But they were ready not to bow down. They're saying, we will obey God. Basically, they're like, okay, we'll throw you in the furnace. Okay, we don't care. We still believe in God. Even if He doesn't deliver us, it doesn't change anything. They were ready to go into the furnace. So when you're ready, when you know who God is, when you know who you are, and you go through the fire, guess what? The fire will not burn you. You will come out not even smelling like that fire. You'll be telling people, yeah, I went through this. You're like, and they're looking at you like, wow, you don't even seem like you went through that. You look so strong. Wow, that's such a sad story, but you have so much joy. That's what people are going to see when you are ready. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is always ready. Are you ready? Titus 3, 1 through 2. And can I have keyboard come up? Remind them to be submissive to the rulers and authorities, to be obedient, and to be ready for every good work. To speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, to show perfect courtesy toward all people. Be ready. Are you ready for every good work that God wants you to do? Are you ready when God says, hey, go love this person? Are you ready when this person hurts you? Oh, it's okay, I forgive you, I don't care, because God forgave me. Are you ready for every good work? Are you ready to go heal the sick? You know, all it takes is, God, yes, I'm going to lay my hands and I'm just going to proclaim your healing. Your availability. It's not your ability to heal, because He is our ability. Jesus is our ability. Jesus gives us strength. Jesus is the healer. We're not the healer. We just put our hands and He heals through us. He's looking for your availability. One quote I really like. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. God doesn't call those who have everything together. He doesn't call the people who have every talent in the world. He first calls the weak. He calls those who cannot do it. And then He gives them ability. He gives them anointing. He gives them the strength. He gives them the words. And He qualifies them because they are called. He's not going to call you because of what you can do. He's going to call you because of what He can do. Amen? Let's stand up. We have a helper, guys. We're not in this alone. We can be ready because Holy Spirit gets us ready. Amen? Holy Spirit will give us words to say. We just need to be ready to open our mouth. Holy Spirit will give us words to say. In our weakness, His strength is made perfect. When you can't, He can. Amen? He wants us to be ready with open hands. If you're not ready with open hands, guess what? It's closed. How is God supposed to give you something? Be ready. Maybe you haven't been ready for the right things. Maybe you haven't been ready to receive what God has given. Maybe you've been coming to services and you're like, oh, this is just a thing I do every week. But every service, every time you speak with someone, every time God wants to speak to you, we need to be ready to receive. Every time God wants to tell you something and say, hey, go up to this person, say this to them. Are you ready? You know, even as a youth, people see if we're ready. If people walk in and see that we're not ready, they're like, oh, these people don't take God seriously. God wants us to be ready. Ready for people who are lost in the world to come in and see, wow, I feel like I'm at home. Wow, they take this so seriously. Everything they do is with excellence. Are you doing what you can to be ready? Let's just lift our hands. And to just show that, God, we're ready for whatever you want to do in our lives. We're ready to receive the calling. We're ready to step out of our boat. We are ready to go when you say go. And we're ready to say, here I am, send me, Lord.